Ping. This is episode 34, and Ping is, of course, the weekly show bringing you all the hottest stories that Microsoft users are talking about every week. And yep. with us is Clint. Thank you, Clint, for coming.
No problem.
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks, I know.
Getting comfy.
I am.
Well, we love having you. And before we start the show, big news involving Sidekick devices, T-Mobile,
yes.
Microsoft, and the server crash. Initially, it was possible loss of all data, but I think you've just found the official
yes.
report.
Yes, on the T-Mobile forums, a corporate VP, Raz, said that we've recovered most, if not all,
Excellent.
Customer data.
Excellent. So it was a big scare that apparently is now under control and taken
yes.
care of. Throw that one away. Let's start the show.
So Microsoft will sponsor a ad-free Family Guy show. It's not actually Family Guy, but it's a Family Guy Presents
yes.
with Seth MacFarlane, a live comedy show.
This is awesome. This is so great. So essentially, we're in order to promote Windows 7.
Yes.
They're creating. You won't see commercials, but instead, Windows 7 content will be woven in to this comedy special starring Seth MacFarlane
yep.
and the voice of Lois. I believe the woman's name is Alex Borstein. And so I think this is a great testament to the way that we're stepping away from traditional advertising campaigns.
Yes.
You know, it's all sort of, you know, we've talked a little bit about, like, in-game advertisements,
yep.
Viral videos on the web.
Or
I love viral things.
Or if you're in a TV show, they'll intentionally place the logo.
Oh, product placement.
Product
huge.
Placement.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, look, here's Channel 9.
Yeah. So for us, it makes us, the viewers, obviously not have to sit there and watch two and
yeah.
a half minutes of commercials, and for the advertiser, for Microsoft, what great integration. There's no one cooler on the planet right now than Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah.
I mean, he's huge, he's funny, he's the Family Guy, he's, you know, Hulu, with the thing coming out of his thing, you saw that commercial, right?
I'm aware of that commercial.
So it's like, we go and we nab some pretty big, we got Seinfeld
yeah.
and Gates, you know?
Which I still really like those commercials. They got
so
a lot of flack, but I thought they were funny.
Yeah, I thought they were great. I thought the Bing advertisements were great. We don't need to get on a whole advertising kick, but I think that this is a great, great way to push Windows 7 forward.
Yeah.
And I actually read that part of the motivation to do it in this fashion was how successful the Bing campaigns were.
Yeah.
So there you go. So everyone, watch out for that. Again, November 8th, it's a Family Guy Presents show.
It's at 8:30
p.m. Oh, and one quick, I want to for you guys at home, a quick clip of something Seth MacFarlane did for Windows 7. Let's take that clip.
Listen up, Stewie. We are here to introduce the movie, and that's it. This is a university, a pillar of higher learning. These kids are here for intellectual pursuits, and they aren't interested in your infantile antics. They no problem. All right, in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everyone, to the movie tonight.
Hey, ladies. Party in my room after the movie. Pillow fight starts at 10. Back to you, DJ Brydog.
Oh, baby.
What are you doing? That's not what we're here to do. What's wrong with you?
Okay, no pillow fight. We'll go streaking for Tibet.
All right, so there you go. So that is just a little taste of what's going to be expecting.
Just a small little taste.
It's going to be great. It's going to be funny. I didn't know Windows 7 was so funny.
It got the arrow shake.
Apparently, it's hysterical. Next. All right, Clint, I don't know if you knew this, but Microsoft should be wearing a big M for a superhero across their chest because we fight crimes.
Yes, we do.
We fight crimes. There's Batman, there's Superman, and now there's Microsoft.
Yes.
Well, obviously, what I'm talking about, we don't actually have a cape or anything, but we do have a very fancy USB thumb drive with a program called Coffee with one F, COFFEE, and it's to help fight white crimes.
Yes.
So essentially, do you want to talk a little bit about this?
Okay, so it's basically a way to help aid police in creating a computer forensic data and be able to pull that the necessary data off the computer far faster and easier than current methods.
So break it down for me. So the cops raid bad guy A's
yes.
villain's household, and there's his laptop. Now they put the drive in, and it can sort of pull all this information that was could show if he's like into child pornography or you know.
That's actually, we have a different tool for that.
Oh really? Really?
Yes, there was
big crime fighters.
We released a tool to help aid in preventing to find child pornography in
Wow. So what does it do? It scans the internal programs you've been running on your computer to sort of pull that information.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And now I guess the other thing about it was if you had taken the computer, shut it down, and brought it to the police office station. Police station, that's how common I am with the police. I don't even know where they take you. Jail. That information would have been lost.
It depends if your computer is running, then potentially, yes, that data could be lost.
So all those evidence and the facts, let the criminal get away.
What's currently running in the system memory, it would help try to grab that data as in real time rather than potentially losing that data.
Awesome. And how much is Microsoft charging for this?
We are actually giving it away to law enforcement for free.
So there you go. I'm always happy that we can help stop the baddies.
Yes.
Nice work.
All right, Clint, do you get lost a lot? You're new to the Seattle area.
I am new, but I thank God my car has built-in GPS. Otherwise, I would be in deep trouble because Seattle loves having the same street with different directions.
There's 48th Avenue Northeast, 48th Avenue Southeast, 48th Street, 48th Place, 48th Streetway. It is very confusing.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
But one of the ways you can avoid getting lost if you don't have the nav in your car, previously you would go, to live.com and print out a map with directions and then sit in your car and look at it and turn, look at it and turn.
And then eventually run into the car in front of you.
Yes, dangerous. Almost as dangerous as texting. Dangerous. Don't even get me started on people who text when they drive. Because
I just check email while I drive.
No, see, we will not be driving together anytime soon then. It's just frightening, scared for my life. But anyway, now there's a new program that they're working on called Video Maps, and this came from Microsoft people teamed up with some professors at the University of Konstanz.
So this would be researchers. Part of Microsoft research then?
Yes, in Germany, and called Video Maps. So here's what you do. So instead of taking your paper and reading your directions, you would type in, hey, I want to go to Clint's house and watch an actual, before you even get in your car, watch a video of the drive to your house, passing, the landmarks, the 7-Eleven, the Burger King, whatever it is. It's the best landmarks I could come up with.
Hey.
Passing Pike Street Market. And therefore, the research that they've done has shown when you're driving and you read directions, I think they had 60% of the people had only gotten there correctly. But now, because you're driving, it's almost like you've already been there before. Oh, I know this road. Oh, I know this because you've seen it and you've watched the trip. Now it has an 80% accuracy rate of people following the right direction.
Well, think about it like this. When you give someone directions, you're like, instead of turning like left on 31st, you say, well, it's the 31st, but there will be like a Shell gas station there.
Right.
And then you remember, hey, there's just gas station there.
Yeah,
that is the intersection I want, because you can see that far away versus a street sign, which by the time you can read it, you're probably too late.
Absolutely. So now it's, and like you said, it's not only just reading the words, but you're visually have taken this trip before. It looks familiar, and they're working on a whole bunch of different ways, different little features to this technology. Like you said, you pass the gas station, it will actually like zoom in, slow down, and like sort of make a focus that gas station. It slows your turns, it accelerates if you're on like a stretch of road for 50 minutes. Obviously, you're not going to watch real time how long it takes to get to Clint's house.
Who doesn't want to watch how to get to my house?
But it sounds like a really, really awesome technology. I know that I'm a very visual person, and had I seen once I've been somewhere, I can always get there again.
Mm-hmm.
Once I've read how to get somewhere, not so much. But Larry Larson, our teammate, he's really into this kind of stuff, and he'll be following up with an actual full video about
this
thing.
That'd be really cool.
We're just giving you a little tease, a little taste. But he's gonna get you dive on deep into it. So keep a lookout for that. It's called Video Maps.
So for our viewers that are across the pond in the UK, we have actually we actually have a feature coming in Xbox Live by Sky TV. Now they will be able to actually get TV through Xbox Live.
That's awesome. So they're going to offer some of Sky TV's channels.
Yes.
And live sports, which, I just fell off my Apple. We're going to just keep going. Yeah, live sports. I think they said it would just like you never fell down.
Not off an inch.
Anyway, it's really cool. Sky TV coming to your Xbox October 27th. Like I said, live sports, some movies.
And it's in DVD quality.
DVD quality. So that's awesome. I mean, Xbox is really turning into, you just don't need anything but. I don't. Who's been to a Blockbuster in ages? I just order my Netflix.
There is also Blockbuster streaming also.
Really? And
yes.
Netflix streaming?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to do a side-by-side comparison. So there you go. That's for our British friends, Sky TV. All right, everybody. That's it for this week's show. We want to remind you, as always, to register for PDC. We're going to be there.
Yes,
it's going to be good times. And one other thing is, last week we opened up the Windows 7 Party Kit.
Yes.
With all the good stuff inside. One of those things being a Windows 7 Ultimate Disk with signed by Steve Ballmer.
By Ballmer, yes.
Signed by Steve Ballmer, and we want to give it away. And this is how we're going to give it away. Bring it down, Clint.
Okay, so there is on this week on Channel 9.
Yep.
I told you where to buy my T-shirt.
Yeah.
Where I got it from. Now we'll randomly select.
Don't tell them which episode.
I'm not gonna. We'll randomly select someone with the correct answer on October 20th.
20th. So you can have the disc by 22nd.
Yeah. So we can mail it to you. So it gets there on the 22nd.
Yep.
And we'll, you know.
And we'll give it to you. So you need the first, randomly selected correct answer. Ping at Microsoft.com. Where did Clint buy his lovely pig eating
bacon?
Bacon, that is so wrong. His cannibalist T-shirt.
Bacon's just that yummy.
Yeah, I mean, everyone loves bacon.
I know.
It's good stuff. But, so we're out of here. Ping at Microsoft.com. Somebody's getting a copy of Windows 7. There we go.